I decided to explore the town a little more and get a feel for the place. I met an unsettling aristocrat, beleaguered town guards, and a colossal creature with eyes and teeth made of fire. It was remarkably polite. I am a terrible liquor salesperson. Let's see if I'm a better consul.
No, I think you're better at talking than me.
I don't agree with that statement.
No. I can't tell if that's a compliment or not.
Same.
Ooh, zesty. And welcome back to Midtown Mythos. There was going to be an awesome thing where we were teasing each other, little jibs and jabs, some classic Mythos nonsense, and then it had to go and get ruined.
It wasn't that funny.
So now we're just dropping right back into you in total darkness, standing there like a dope with a stick and a blown out lantern. What you gonna do about it?
Can I try to relight the lantern?
With what?
I have supplies.
Okay. What do you propose? Oh, I'm gonna dump stank liquor in the lantern, and hopefully that'll reignite the weird little symbol inside of it.
No, probably not that. Though I did think of a use for the stank liquor at some point.
Oh, I'm excited to find out what that is.
Molotov cocktails.
Yeah, that might actually work.
Yeah. I was thinking about it. It was inspired due in part to Ukraine.
I had a feeling.
I was like, oh, that's something I could do with liquor I don't want.
Yeah. So, that doesn't change the fact you're currently standing in total oblique darkness.
Okay.
Just to add frustration to the situation, there is exactly one thing that's vaguely light, but it's not illuminating the space around you.
What's that?
The golden globe that is always above your head.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, you can see that, but you can't see shit else.
Like, how dark? Like, so dark I can't see my hand an inch from my face?
Yeah, you have the vague awareness of it, so you can imagine that you're seeing your hand in front of your face. But if it was someone else's hand, you're not convinced you would actually see the damn thing.
Hmm.
You have a awareness of yourself, but not an awareness of what's actually around you.
Okay.
Disquieting, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, waste my other chunk of crewer trying to start a fire.
Well, do you remember what is special about the lantern?
I sure don't.
Yeah, I didn't figure as much, considering you were talking about trying to relight the damn thing. You could actually still try and relight it, because there is a sigil in the bottom of the lantern. There's not, like, glass plates on it. That's why someone was able to sneak up and just blow it out.
That's right.
Yeah, there's sigils in there, so you might be able to, you know, try and use your occult skills to try and restart that.
Okay, I would like to try to use my occult skills to try to restart that.
Okay, so that is going to be... one second, I just need to double check something, see if that is a thing.
I suppose I ought to get some dice out, huh?
That would help, yes. And you know what? I'm going to say that you can use 3d10 on this, because you would be using both Occult and Endure on it. You know, for tapping into things that would help you preserve your mind.
Is this a 6 or is this a 9? I can't tell.
And if there's a line on the bottom, it's a 9.
There isn't.
Let me see.
It's a 6. I checked the other. I found the 9 to figure out if it was this. Also, the orientation of the other numbers. So the highest thing I rolled was a 6.
Can I see it though?
Yeah.
Because there should always be.
Yeah, there is. There is for the 9, but not for the 6.
Oh, that's irritating.
Right?
Yeah. No me gusta.
Odd choice. Yeah, because this other one's got it, and sorry.
So you got 2 6s and a 2.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And this one does, too.
Yeah, and mine does, so. Not sure what's with the old jank-ass D10 over there.
Yeah, that one's just like, no, it'd be special.
Yeah. All right, so. Okay, so you did succeed at that, but it was at a cost to take stress. I'm going to just roll this little D2 here.
Okay,
so that would be a 1.
If you didn't give me a pencil, does that mean I don't have to take stress? Null is fetching me a pencil while flipping me the bird.
I had to hide the pencils because a certain Ellie was just using them for random shit.
How dare she? Only I am allowed to use the sullied pencil.
Yeah, that's why it's the sullied pencil.
Its name is Sully. Sully the pencil.
You are not allowed to encutin the sullied pencil. The sullied pencil is tainted.
Sully tainted. Taint.
Sully's taint.
So does that mean, for one stress, is it to blood, psyche, or supplies?
I'm going to say you can either apply it to psyche or supplies, or if you want, you can alternately apply it to luck. You still have no idea where that's at, and that's on purpose.
Okay. I'm going to apply it to psyche.
Psyche it is.
My psyche's at 4 now.
All right. And let me roll this. If you end up rolling... Yeah, if you roll under, then that is bad. Okay, you're still good.
Yay, I like being good.
Yeah. So.
What is it you rolled? A d20 or a...
D12.
Oh, d12. Okay.
Yeah, so...
I am steadily increasing, though, which isn't great.
Yeah. The good news is, while you're in town, you can just spend some time away from, you know, trying to solve the mysteries, do activities... to lower your stress.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it'll only go down by small steps, but still. It's a process, and it helps. It will save your mind and prevent you from facing fallout. You can also pick up resistances, which are things like various bits and bobs of armor or equipment that will, you know, prevent you from taking more damage to these things.
Okay.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Thumbs up.
Yay.
Goodness.
Okay, so I can see now. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone.
Clearer.
Okay.
There's no fog. You don't see anyone around. The streets are quiet.
If I take a few more steps, do I still hear the creepy footsteps around me?
No.
Okay, well, I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. I'm going to just enjoy that.
Yeah, markedly it's still too quiet. But it's back to quiet, at least, and not clippy-cloppy footsteppies behind you.
Okay.
And in front of you, and beside you. And there's not a giant fire monster in front of you.
I always appreciate that.
Yeah, so that's always good. So what do you want to do?
I guess I'm just going to return to my patrolling.
All right. So you continue patrolling, and... for the most part, it's just quiet, and nothing really seems to go on. You're not sure why this particular district, Calabash, seems to have such a bad reputation.
Probably because it's got a spooky spoke and fire monster thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure that doesn't help.
Probably not, but how does that necessarily contribute to this place having a reputation as a crime alleyway, basically, even though it's huge and it seems quiet?
I don't know, I got chased by those guys earlier.
Yeah, but they're not out in their house. Yeah, there was that. I feel like anyone would chase you at that point.
Yeah, that's kind of fair.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, this entire alley, this area, this district is just shady. There's something funky about the place.
Yeah, and maybe some folks are just prejudiced.
That's also possible.
Oh, yeah, so I'm just going to do my patrols, keep my eyes and ears peeled.
All right, sounds like a plan. Let me double check a name here. Oh, there's the two of them. Okay, I was about to say, like, wait a second, didn't I write those down? Okay, and you are greeted as light returns to the void by Baxley.
Okay. It was Maxley and Baxley, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I can't remember which one left. I think it was Maxley that you left.
Sounds about right.
So now there's Baxley. Otherwise, if it was Baxley last night, then Baxley's back.
Baxley's back, all right.
Yeah. Na 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 na. Anyway, Backstreet Boys aside, Baxley Street Boys aside.
Very popular Troika boy band is the Baxley Boys.
You can't be saying that shit to me. I've had two cocktails today, this afternoon. So
within the last 20 minutes.
In pretty close proximity to each other. Vavoom. Okay. Either way, you have a deputy guard here to relieve you. He takes the billy stick and the lantern. Didn't mean to leap that far. And he asks how your patrol went.
It was mostly pretty smooth. At some point there was this creepy smoke and fire thing that blew out my lantern, but it didn't really do anything other than scare me, you know?
Oh, you met the Duke of Lanterns.
Yeah?
Yep, he's the local boss.
Boss of what?
Of his gang.
Oh, okay. And they... What do they do?
They run the joint.
Run how?
Anything good or bad that happens in Calabash has to go through the Duke.
Is he actually a Duke, or he just calls himself that?
Who knows anymore?
Not me.
Nor I.
All right, yeah, so I hand over the billy club and the lantern to the guy. And what was the name of the captain?
John Risk.
Risk. Do I find him to get paid or something?
Yeah, I guess that's what you'll have to do, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't remember how much he said he would pay you.
I don't either.
Fuck. We're bad at this.
Yeah, we should probably write these things down.
Who you telling? I'm a failure.
He probably said something like 8,000 silv, right? Sounds like a day's work.
Eight silv sounds right. I'm willing to go as much as 15.
15? Okay.
Yeah, I'll you'll be doubling your silv, which is good for you.
Yeah. So do I find him somewhere?
You find him actually back down at the docks. Okay, good. Just outside of Pentabarn.
That was going to be the first place I was going to look.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'm not even just saying that. That's really, I was like, well, I think that's where he would be, because that's where he was.
Yeah, he often ends up having to deal with the dock. And he is standing there, and he's got this little watch that you see these, like, grains of red dust, like, floating through the, like, watch, like, almost a hand, but it almost seems like a second hand.
Uh-huh.
And it seems to be counting down to something. And you can see in the distance this little tiny shimmering fleck.
Would it be fair for me to guess that that's the same ship that brought me?
Yeah, that's a very good guess, yes.
Okay. So while we're waiting for that to turn up, I approach Captain Risk and say, hey, my first night helping out in Calabash went well.
Oh, good to hear, good to hear.
Yeah, I was just here to collect my payment.
Absolutely. And he's rifling through this large bag of much smaller bags. And he produces a little sack of silver coins and hands it to you.
Nifty.
Yep.
I mean, do you have like an opening as a constable, or do you have any other work I could do?
I mean, there's always work that can be done around here. Yeah, if you would like to pick up some shifts around here, you're more than welcome to. There's always, like I was saying, there's always work to be done. If you don't mind a little bit of chaos, we also are perpetually in need of people to go and deal with what's happening down in Heart, but that obviously is a much more dangerous endeavor.
Yeah, I went down there and it was something.
Was it your first trip or your second?
My first.
The first was the heart feeling you out. The second, it's going to try and drop you into the second level. It gets dangerous. Just be careful.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll build up to that then.
Okay.
Actually, in the meantime, though, I should probably go sleep, and I think I need to get my sword looked at.
What happened to your sword?
I got some stuff on it, and I pull it out and show it to him.
This looks cursed.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I should just get a new sword.
Not a bad idea.
All right, do you know anybody who knows anything about cursed items I could bring it to?
Well, there is a expert on the occult in the marketplace. They are frowned upon, so you will catch a little bit of flack for going in there. But people do have to go in there. It is a business, and, you know, pardon the language, shit happens. So, yeah, if you would like, there is the occult shop.
Okay, thanks for the info. I'll check it out.
Sure thing.
All right, I'm going to do that before I head to the tavern and sleep a little bit, because I have been up all night. I should probably sleep.
So there are two different shops that you can kind of go to about your sword, or alternately a new sword.
Mm-hmm.
There is a blacksmith that specializes in, you know, all manner of different weaponry. Or there is the occult shop that the captain mentioned.
Okay, I want to check out the occult shop. Does it have a back door I could sneak in through to maybe avoid being seen going in?
Unfortunately, no. I mean, there is a back door, but it is, like, it's shut.
Okay.
Just, I'm going to go ahead and tell you that. If you want to know more information about it, you'd need to investigate it, but it is shut as fuck.
It's probably magically shut then, if this is an occult shop. Yeah. Null, I don't know if the mic would have picked that up, but Null nodded and went, yeah.
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 Yas.
Yas. All right, yeah, I will go in the front door, hopefully when as few people as possible are looking.
Okay. Well, the good news is it's still very early in the morning, so there's not a ton of people in the market yet, other than, you know, the people that are setting up their stalls and some of the shop owners that don't actually need to sleep sort of in or above their stores.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're going in, not a ton of people are seeing you. The door to the occult shop specifically, it's very heavy and it's just this huge wood door. There's no window on it. And the bell just goes clong, clong, clong. It's this big, heavy, echoing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to, like, pull the door shut on top of itself as you're, like, slipping inside.
Mm-hmm.
The air is heavy with the smell of a lot of different herbs. None of them floral. It's all very musky and heavy, sort of spiced odors.
Okay.
Very, very low light. You're not sure how there's light at all, because you don't actually see any windows, but there is, like, this dim sunlight somehow creeping into the place.
Mm-hmm.
There are bundles of vine and different plant substances hanging from the ceiling in different places, and you're, like, pushing your way past them to get to the counter, which is just this big, heavy, old thing, just this enormous wooden counter.
Uh-huh.
Almost looks like it used to be a table that got modified. And you're not sure what its history is, but the surface of it has all these different, like, carvings, like, done in it with just big, heavy knives.
Mm-hmm.
So someone went apeshit on this table, and then presumably the shop owner just decided, yes, this will make a perfect counter.
Okay. Looking at the carvings, do I recognize any of it? Does any of it look like symbols or words or letters I'm familiar with?
Yes. There's not a ton that you can actually really make out, but you do get the rough idea that this was owned by several different people with a lot of occult knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're sort of getting is that this was more people taking notes and doing sort of exploratory magic than anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's less that this is specifically made with the purpose of doing a specific spell, and more that there's just a lot of ideas that happened here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is clearly some kind of relic from a lot of much smarter people.
Hmm. Cool. Well, Can I make heads or tails of what any of the ideas might have been?
Not really. Imagine someone figuring out, like, arithmetic for the first time, or, mm-hmm. like, learning for the first time that algebra is a thing that exists.
Uh-huh.
And imagine the kind of really rough-hewn notes that would come of that. This is clearly someone sort of figuring out for the first time that magic is possible and what can be done with it.
Interesting.
Yeah, you would almost hazard a guess that this would have been, like, maybe before Troika ended up how it is.
Hmm. Nifty.
Yeah, this thing is very old.
Okay. I guess I'm just going to chill and wait here for a moment for the proprietor to show up.
Okay. And these heavy footsteps start descending the staircase. Just these thumping one at a time. Just thud, thud, thud. Getting louder as they're coming down. Until finally this figure, this long, reedy, unnaturally tall figure, descends in with this long hair that reaches all the way down his back. And this beard that it's long, but it's tied in this series of intricate knots leading all the way down to his groin. And he looks at you from across the room, and for the briefest moment, you think that his eyes are glowing until you realize it's a trick of the light. And he makes his way over to the counter. And he's not speaking, but he is watching you and waiting for you.
Okay. I pull out my sword and I lay it on the countertop.
And with these very old, withered hands, he starts to reach towards the sword, pauses, looks at you, and picks it up. He's inspecting the length of it, feeling the weight of it, tentatively licks it, and is just watching the blade at the spot where he licked. And he sets it down and says, "This has been cursed."
I was trying to add some magic to it, and it, as you can see, did not go well.
You aged it nearly 100 years.
Oh, wow.
I can fix it.
Okay, good. Cool. Great.
It's going to be 50 silv, though.
Okay, I don't have that. Can we work out a payment plan?
Possibly.
Or if you have any work that needs doing.
An alternative for you.
Okay.
I have another weapon that you can purchase in trade for this. I will keep this sword here. It will be mine. But this other sword, this other weapon, it's got a personality. It's got characteristics of its own. You'll need to keep those in mind when using it.
What's the personality and characteristics?
And he takes down this hilt. Not a blade, just a hilt. And you can see where, right at the base, the sword got snapped off. And all of, like, there used to clearly be, like, leather wrapped very delicately around the handle, and there used to be a lot of ornate work on the metal around the hand guard.
Mm-hmm.
All of that's been worn away. The leather is gone. Mm-hmm. It's just the barren metal, crusted and old and worn down by time. And he sets it down on the counter in front of you.
Could you tell me more about it?
And he gestures at it.
All right. I delicately pick it up.
Okay. And it the heft of it catches you off guard, because the balance is not where you think it should be. It as you're lifting it, there is more weight extending invisibly down the end. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So I kind of turn around so I'm not, like, facing the counter and facing into, like, the, like, an empty space. If there's an empty space, I guess. I don't know if I...
There is.
Okay. Yeah. And I give it a couple of swings. Does it feel like it's got a blade on it?
Yeah. Not only does it feel like it's got a blade, but in the dim light, you're catching the faintest glint of something there. And what's more is those heavy plants hanging down from the ceiling,
mm-hmm.
you're actually chopping the ends off of some of them.
Okay. I wasn't aiming to do that.
But... Oh, no, but you were giving it a couple of practice swings, and they're just hanging there in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay. So the ends of some of them get lopped off. There is something here. Did you want to turn back to the counter?
I want to pick up, like, the bits of plant I chopped off. The edge, is it, like, a really clean cut? Does it look singed or anything like that?
It's not singed, but there is... There's this residue.
Mm-hmm.
It's sticky to the touch.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, there's something there. Something was left behind.
Does it feel like that's from the plant or from the sword?
You can't tell.
Mm. Yeah, so I turn back to Mr. Occultman, I say, aside from being invisible, what does it do?
It's a ghost. And he reaches out to you again,
mm-hmm.
With both hands, as if saying, gimme.
Okay, and I do.
And he lays the invisible down, the invisible end down that you cannot see. And he takes this ampule of water and pours it down. And you can see the water flowing down over this invisible edge. And you can see a little bit of, like, vapor rising back up off of this edge as most of the water is running down the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, for the briefest moment, actually see the blade. And it's this translucent blue, like, smoke in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Before finally the water all sort of evaporates off of it and the blade disappears again.
Hmm. That's pretty dope. Why are you so willing to give this up?
It always needs an owner. It always must have an owner.
I mean, technically speaking, you're its owner right now.
Yes, but I cannot use it.
Why not?
Because I am not a fighter. If it just lives here in the shop collecting dust, it's not very well owned, is it? It's possessed, it's collected, it collects dust, it sits there and does nothing. With you, its prime is not yet done. It will not grow angry. It will be able to live. It will be able to enjoy its existence for just a little bit longer.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I think I'm willing to make this trade.
Good. And he delicately picks up the cursed sword, the ruined sword,
mm-hmm.
and he hangs it behind the counter.
All right, and I take the ghost sword and awkwardly hang it from my belt without cutting myself.
Yeah.
That's the trick.
One second. I am shuffling around some notes here. So, what would you like to do first with your awesome new ghost sword?
Well, I would like to go take a nap first.
That is fair.
Yes.
So
I'm going to head... There was the one tavern. Were there any others?
Not really. There's a few little hotels around town.
Because I don't want creepy McCreeper pants. What's his name again?
Svindelborg.
Svindelborg.
The Tobin Fop.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want him to find me. And I told him that's where I was going to be. So I don't want to be there.
That's fair. Yeah. Yep. No, there is a hotel, a proper hotel, in Tobin, as well as another in Calabash. There's really one for each of the three districts. And then, of course, there's a bunch of different places hiding down in Hart.
Okay. I don't want to stay in Tobin. I also probably can't afford to stay in Tobin.
yeah, there is that.
Yeah, so I'm going to head into Calabash now that I know that Maxley and or Baxley is there to save the day, I'm going to find the hotel there. And I'm sure that when I find it, I will have never before seen such a wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Surprisingly, it's not that bad when you actually make your way over there. No, the Calabash Hotel, that's actually its name, the Calabash Hotel.
I'm going to throw a calabash there.
There you go. That's the spirit. It's actually got the city's only elevator. It's very basic. There's a little, like, scrawny green man in the corner that pulls rope.
Is he green or are his clothes green?
He is himself green.
Okay.
Yeah. His outfit is black.
Okay. How much of the advertising for this hotel is revolving around that they have the only escalator or elevator in Troika?
None. No one stays there because no one comes or goes. Yeah. Yeah. Especially not in Calabash. Are you kidding?
People That's a poor stay way the fuck to run out a business. Of Calabash.
Yeah.
And yet they still decided to hire a bellhop for the elevator.
Yeah, that's,
even though they have no income.
That's Troika for
Somebody
you.
Somebody needs to teach them how to run a business.
That's Troika for you, baby. No one knows how to run shit here.
All right, yeah. So I head in and talk to the person at the, I'm sure, very confused person at the counter who's like, why are you here? Which is also how I treat guests when they come into the hotel. Like, why are you here?
It's a very polite young man behind the counter.
What does he look like?
He is kind of on the short side.
Not also green? Not a family
green.
Business?
Okay. Not green. Bright eyes, chipper smile, and is like, hello there, ma'am. What can I do for you?
I'd like to rent a room, please.
Oh, absolutely. That is going to be 10 silv, please.
Jesus Christ. Wasn't it less in whatever the market district is called?
Pentabarn?
That one.
I don't remember.
Oh. Well, I feel like it should be less.
It's a hotel.
Yeah.
It's a nice hotel.
It's in Calabash.
It's the only one with an elevator.
I don't care.
This is the only way they can make money. You're the only guest they've had in 300 years and they don't even know it.
All right, yeah. So I'm like, all right, yeah, fine, whatever. I give him the 10 silv.
There you go. Okay,
and... Do I get food with it at least?
God, you're so fucking rude. I was about to, continue and answer that question before you could even ask
How was I supposed to know that? I'm not a mind reader.
You agreed to give the money, now you let the person do their spiel.
That's...
You work in a hotel, you know how this goes.
I don't talk to people.
I do. Shut up. That's how I talk to people.
I believe it. I know you.
Please, come stay at my hotel. Don't do that ever. Anyway.
Stay at my hotel. Be yelled at.
Yes. So, before you can even start to say thank you and accept the keys, I should say, this one big chunky old key.
Yeah, it's not key cards.
No.
The only hotel in Calabash, or in Troika, with key cards. What's a key card? I don't know, but we got them.
How does a card work? Not well. There's no electricity. So as they're handing you this chunky old key, the little chipper clerk is saying, and I know it's very early in the morning, so if you would like to have some breakfast and maybe some brew before you go upstairs, it's completely complimentary with your stay.
Okay, I am definitely going to help myself to some breakfast and some brew.
There you go.
All right, I'm also sitting over here trying to think about what RFID would stand for in Troika. Really freaky, interesting disc. And instead of a card, it's a disc.
Really fucking idiotic device. There you go. There's my answer.
Anyway, yes, I helped myself to breakfast and brew.
Ooh, or rotating fucking iron device, and it's just the key and the lock. Ka-clunk. Here's your RFID device, or here's your RFID, and your room is 301. Anyway, no. So you go around the corner, and there is this... It looks like a little tavern, but it's not got a bar counter.
Uh-huh.
There was a table with this like wood jug of brew of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And there is this like rotating conveyor belt. You don't even know how the fuck it's rotating or conveying. But there is like this rotation of hot food on the conveyor belt just going in circles.
Okay. Does it look and or smell good?
It smells pretty good, yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna...
Looks a little rough around the edges, but it smells good.
Yeah. It's to be expected. I grab a plate and I eat it. Okay. The food, not the plate.
Crunch, munch, 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 crunch.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm new here. I don't know how this stuff works. I thought that was part of it. I thought it was like the crust on a pizza.
You're enjoying some breakfast, okay. And you're just relaxing. And I will go ahead and say you can either bump some stress off of... You know what? I'm going to go ahead and do one of them for you. Yeah. Okay. You can bump one stress point off of either blood or psyche.
I'm going to take it off of psyche because blood's already low.
Okay. So... Yep, that gives you just a little bit of a breather, a little bit of breathing room.
Just a little bit.
A little bit. And actually, you know what? I am going to bump one more point off of something else, but I'm not going to tell you what that something is, and it can be a pleasant surprise later.
Luck, or is there another mysterious thing?
You can find out later.
I don't believe you.
Oh, you'll find out later.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Alright, yeah, so I'm going to go up to my room, do the sleeps.
Do the snoozies. All right, and that is going to... Yeah, that explains also why all this stress went away. So, yeah, you do some snoozies, and it feels good. You feel recuperated. It's a nice room. The bed's a little dusty, but it's comfortable. It's mm-hmm. it's not well-worn, unlike the beds back at the tavern.
Mm-hmm.
You could get into this. You could do this again if you had the money for it.
Yeah, yeah. I need to come up with a reliable source of income.
Yeah.
In order to
stay here permanently.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, when you wake up, you feel a lot better.
All right. Cool. I'm gonna head back into Pentabarn.
Okay.
And.
Importantly, as you are exiting Calabash, it almost looks like no time has passed at all.
Hmm.
Yeah. Time acts weird here, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
If time has passed, I'm gonna head down to the docks to see if that golden ship has arrived yet or not.
And it has. It's come, it's gone, and so has Captain Risk.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to wander around, try to see if I can find him.
Okay. And you do actually spot him. He is walking one of the various little alleyways of Pentabarn.
Okay. So I catch up to him and say, hey, I've had time to, you know, have a rest and everything. So I just wanted to see if you thought of something for me to do.
Sure. If you are feeling up to it, you can either walk some of the avenues of Pentabarn, Calabash, or even Tobin if you're feeling up to it. Or there is still the heart that always needs exploring.
Okay. Well, I'm going to stick to Pentabarn today. I might be willing to go into Tobin once I think Svindelborg has forgotten about me.
Oh, don't wait for that. They don't forget.
Okay. Well, guess I'm never going to Tobin.
Fair enough. So he sort of, he takes one of the little sheets of paper that you've got mm-hmm. for one of the crude maps, and he takes out this like little stick of charcoal, and he's scribbling out sort of a rough map of the city, even though the other side is a rough map of an alternate version of the city.
Uh-huh.
And he's just drawing a couple of the routes that he'd like you to walk.
Okay.
So you start down those, and it's quiet.
Okay. Before I part ways with him, I ask him, do I need a badge or anything like that?
And he sort of pauses, and he's thinking about it, and he's like, you were the first person to ask me that in I don't know how long.
Oh. Yeah. I guess in my mind, a constable would wear a badge, but who the hell knows?
I don't know. And you're right, I would think that too, but no one asks about them. How curious. Here, let's stop by my office.
Okay.
And he walks you down a little alleyway of Pentabarn and over to this little tiny ratty hut. And he opens the door, and there is three things in here. There is a little jail cell, there is a desk, and there is a bed.
Is there anybody in the jail cell?
Currently, no.
Okay.
Nope. But the bed seems to be his.
Hmm.
Yeah, you can see the coat that he was wearing yesterday hung on the edge of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the desk is his.
Okay.
So he goes over to the desk, and he's fishing around in it, and he produces a chunk of silve, and someone has carved into it, deputy. And it looks fucking garish at best, but mm-hmm. he blows it off, and he checks
garish?
The...
I'm just not following garish, what you mean by garish.
Well, let me look up the meaning of the word garish. Make sure that I'm not going fucking...
I just think of it as, like, being, like, Yeah, I don't even know how to describe garish.
Obtrusively bright and showy. So this thing is just kind of, it's showy. It's weird. It's tacky.
Okay.
It's a coin that's been converted into a badge.
Okay.
It's gawky. It's shit.
Okay.
There, it is yours now. Another word is gaudy.
Gaudy. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, he hands you this thing after making sure that the little pin on the back still works.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but he doesn't have a badge or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
So I'm getting to be the only one wearing a badge.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be badges in this town. Doesn't seem to be a need for people to identify themselves.
Okay.
It's just everyone's kind of known everyone forever.
Yeah, all right, well, I'm not going to put it on just yet. I'm going to put it in my pocket just in case I need it later.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to put that in my inventory.
Not a bad idea. I'll go ahead and jot it down too.
Deputy badge.
And I'll put it right here above Ghost Sword.
Mine is right underneath Ghost Sword.
That makes sense.
And right above,
I wrote down Deputy Sword.
Maybe the ghost was a deputy. I don't know. I don't know his life or her life.
Silve Deputy Badge. Just to really put on there, put in there. How shit it is. Oh, also, I need to adjust the crude map, so it's a crude map of two different cities. There it is. Okay, and you saw one chunk crewer.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Also a seed.
Yes, that I need to plant in the heart, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what part of the heart. What heart of the part?
You'll know the heart when you find the heart.
Ah.
Because there's a heart.
So
in
not
heart.
Just in heart, but in the heart.
In the heart.
Okay.
Yeah. There is a heart in heart, and okay. You must find the heart in heart.
Okay.
Just a heads up, it's dangerous.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, so I'm going to follow the little path he gave me to walk. Keep my eyes open, see if I see or hear anything exciting.
Ah, yes, you do, actually.
Yay.
You see that little child, the lithe child, running again.
Mm-hmm.
This time... skirting along through Pentabarn, and this time they've got a sack with them.
Okay. Does anybody appear to be chasing them?
Yeah, there seems to be someone from the marketplace giving chase.
Okay. I will also give chase.
They're running at you.
Oh, they're running at me?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to act, unassuming, like I'm not gonna, like, stop them. But as soon as they, like, get close, I want to surprise them and grab them.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and give it a little roll here. I'm not going to have you try to use one of your skills because that can trigger stress, and that's just not worth it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that you managed to just barely, like, grasp this kid.
Mm-hmm.
And you pull them in, and they're, like, smacking you in the face with their staff that they always carry.
Mm-hmm.
So this kid's a little asshole is the answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're getting hit in the head repeatedly and you're holding this child and they've got this little sack with them and the other person from the marketplace is catching up. And what do you want to do?
I want to try to, get the sack away from the child.
Okay. No, you don't quite manage to get the sack away from the child.
Okay. Does the child escape?
No, that's the good news. The child has not escaped, but you're just not quite getting the sack away from the child. The child just keeps hitting you way too fucking hard, and it's starting to get you dizzy.
Okay.
It's like the kid gets more aggressive when you try and reach for the sack, so that sounded bad. So as long as you just are holding the child, they're not hitting you quite as hard. So yeah. you're going to take that as the victory that you can find in this.
All right. Am I holding them with both arms?
Yes.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'm just going to try to hold on to the kid until the other person arrives.
Oh, they're there, and they're trying to wrestle the sack away, and the kid just keeps hitting you harder when, yeah.
Okay. I just want to try to wrestle the kid down to the ground.
Okay. Let's see how that goes. Yeah, you do manage to eventually kind of wrestle the kid down. Kid of indeterminate androgynous gender, small, scrappy, blonde, spits in your face, says, "Get the fuck off of me." Mentions auntie.
And I turn to whoever the person who was chasing them is. Do you know this kid?
No.
Well, and I nod towards the bag, the sack. I say, "Is that yours?"
Yeah.
What'd they steal?
A ton of fruit.
And I asked the kid, "What, are you hungry or something?"
Not just me. And the kid's like sort of calming down a little bit now that you're actually talking to them.
Uh-huh. And I say, "Well, who else is hungry?"
Auntie.
And I ask the vendor, I guess. I was like, how much is the fruit?
That much fruit, that would be 15 silv.
Jesus Christ, kid. well, how about for 2 pieces of fruit?
8 silv.
And, all right, yeah.
Actually, no, I'm going to go ahead and say 5 silv.
5 silv, all right. I pull out 5 silv and give it to the vendor and take 2 pieces of fruit.
Okay.
So I guess I'm down to 15 silv. Spending all my freaking money.
Yes, but you did it being a good person, yeah. And also napping and catching up with your human needs.
Yeah.
Well, humanish needs. Close enough to human needs.
Yeah.
bright pink eye.
I wish I had remembered the existence of a thing known as pink eye before I'd chosen my eye to be pink.
Honestly, I'm not picturing, like, the white being pink.
Yeah, no, but still, just like, oh yeah, I have a pink eye. Like, yeah, maybe no, I'm also picturing the iris as being pink. But yeah, like,
maybe
yeah.
Just don't say I have a pink eye.
Yeah,
or I have pink eye.
Yeah.
Just avoid that.
But yeah.
Now I'm gonna have someone say, "Oh my god, she has pink eye," but it's not a disease. It's a prophecy.
Ah. But anyway, yeah, so I send off the shopkeeper guy, and I give the kid the fruit. I say, "You can't just go stealing fruit like that."
"You don't understand. Auntie cannot be allowed to eat anything else."
Okay. Why not?
And the kid opens their mouth to explain, but spots John Risk walking towards you down the alleyway and tears off, hopping up onto a roof and jogging away.
All right. Did they take the 2 pieces of fruit, I assume?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So
I'm sorry. They only actually grabbed 1 piece of fruit. Spot John ran. You have the other piece of fruit. You have a snack.
Okay. Well, I'll tuck it in my bag.
I figured. I'm adding it to your inventory. Well, I'm going to type it stupid and write fruit with 2 O's.
All right, yeah, so I'm going to head over to Captain Risk, and I say, "Hey, I've seen this kid around, hopping from roof to roof, a little blonde kid. You know anything about them?"
"Oh, yeah. Oberlin. Poor little thing. Orphan."
"I knew it. I knew it."
"Good, I fucking hope so. I was trying to fucking phone it into you."
"Indeterminate gender, blonde." Was like, "Oh."
"I hope that you figured out the first time you saw the kid, and then you didn't." I'm just like, "God damn it."
Yeah.
Time to be blatant with it.
Yeah. Yeah, tell me about this Oberlin kid.
"Not much to say. They're an orphan. They run the streets. usually in Calabash, but every now and then pop out to make the rounds on Pentabarn. But they have to be careful, because, I mean, Tobin, you know how Tobin is. And then, I don't know, there's something else that they seem to be afraid of, but they won't talk to me about it.
Oh. Yeah, I just spotted them, and as soon as they saw you, they ran. But they, before they ran, they mentioned something about an auntie who can only eat fruit.
Can only eat fruit.
Or, I guess the way they worded it, I think only allowed to eat fruit, maybe? Or
bizarre.
Can't be allowed to eat anything else? I'll know when I edit this later. And then Risk says, what?
I thought you were just playing coy, but no, apparently not.
No.
Ugh. Okay, time to shuffle all those plot points down a little bit. Because that's a thing I was trying to build up to.
Yay.
You are going to love Auntie when you meet her.
Whenever I figure out where the fuck she is.
Yeah, whenever you figure out that. Yeah. Totally.
I don't. Sir, stop.
Sir, this is a Taco Bell.
Sir, you don't have a pop filter on your mic.
I don't.
I just noticed that.
Son of a bitch.
That's what happens when I'm not here during part of setup.
You're supposed to notice these things.
It's not my fault that you have such a tiny pop filter. I know, you're uncomfortable with the size of your pop filter. It's okay.
Ellie says that it's big enough. I wonder how many plosives are going to pop right out of the feed. Oh, that'll be fun to edit. All right. And pop filter in place.
Okay. That doesn't mean you get to creepily lick that also.
Plosive, this is a Taco Bell. Oh, now the jokes are just getting absurd.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so I'm going to continue along my rounds in Calabash. I guess you didn't tell me how long to do that for.
Pentabarn, not Calabash.
Yeah.
Silly goose. Yeah, no, they really didn't tell you how long to do that for. Or he really didn't tell you how long to do that for.
Right.
So you just keep going, and you keep going, and you keep going. And you're not sure how much time has passed.
All right. After a while, I'm going to head over into Calabash. When I'm like, yeah, that feels like the correct amount of work, I'm going to head over to Calabash, try to find that kid.
Okay.
Get them the other piece of fruit, at least.
And as you're trying to make your way down, you're actually pulled aside by this guy in an alleyway who opens up his coat to show you a series of...
Sundials?
No, but they are weird little timepieces. They remind you what Captain Risk had, where it's... got this little like arm or little hand inside made of red dust,
uh-huh.
And it seems to be gliding along the face.
Looking at the timepiece, because you'd said time doesn't quite work normally.
Yeah.
Is the red dust, is it moving the same way all the time as it's passing through the piece?
Yes, kind of. So... you remember that Captain Risk was looking at it when waiting for the golden barge?
Mm-hmm.
And all of the timepieces seem to be set to the exact same time. All of them seem to be clicking along of their own accord to the exact same thing. And interestingly... I'll also mention, and I'll use this for percussive purposes, you notice that each of them are ticking to the following pattern.
A heartbeat.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a rhythm. There's a time being tracked here, but you're not sure what it is or how it works. Not quite that, though.
No, I'm trying to do the Doctor Who thing.
I know.
The Doctor's heartbeat.
I had to stop myself from doing that instead of the... I had to really fight myself. So, there's that fun fact for you.
All right. Yeah, so I asked him, these aren't stolen, are they?
No, general article.
General article?
Genuine article.
How much?
And he's whispering to a hole in the wall. And the hole in the wall whispers back. 10 silv.
That's it?
10 silv.
And they're the genuine article?
General article.
I don't know. That just seems like a lot.
You're not going to find a better deal on a timekeeper in town.
Oh, yeah?
I promise you.
Yeah?
Promise you.
Mm.
General article.
And I just gesture at him. I say, what's the point of one of these?
Day and night may come at different rates, but you can still keep track of everything else. You still have a sense of when, if not the why.
Spending all my fucking money. How about 8 silv?
Fine, you got yourself a deal.
All right, do they all look the same, or can I pick one?
There are subtle differences between them. Some of them are sort of squared off. One mm-hmm. is kind of in a diamond shape. One is more of an oval. Some of them seem to strap to your wrist in just almost like a rudimentary wristwatch.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them seem to be pocket watches, like the one that Captain Risk had.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because I remember the bartender had one that, but his was more like an hourglass that he had on his wrist. I remember I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, none of them look like that.
Okay, I want the diamond one.
Okay. That is specifically a wrist version. So I'm going to put on here wrist-bound timekeeper. You've got 7 silv left.
Yeah, I got to go find Captain Risk so I can get paid.
Yeah, and you've got a fancy-ass watch.
All right, yeah, I'm going to finish heading into Calabash, try to find that kid.
Okay. I mean, you're already in Calabash.
Okay.
So you continue down an alleyway, and eventually you spot, like, a pile of staffs leaned up against a wall.
Mm-hmm.
They're obviously ripped from walls, but they're not part of this wall.
Mm-hmm. Is there any doorways or anything nearby?
Mm-hmm.
All right, is this alleyway narrow enough that I could shimmy my way up onto the roofs?
It is, but you would think that the staff wouldn't be left here if that was the case.
What am I missing?
There we go. There is a grate in the ground fitted into the cobbles.
Okay. Okay, and I can just, like, pick it up?
Yeah. I mean, it's heavy. It's sturdy as shit.
Okay, but a small child can apparently...
Yeah.
There's a ferocious what?
Odor coming up.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah, I mean, it's heavy, but it's not impossible. Not for you and not for a child that shimmies up walls all the time.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and move that.
Okay. And it is... It's a narrow fit, but you're able to sort of shimmy your way down in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you plop down into a sewer system.
Okay.
Wow, Treka was a very progressive town.
All right, yeah. I guess I cover my nose and mouth with my shirt, because I'm sure it stinks.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that helps a little bit. Probably not much. But do I see anything that suggests what direction I might find this little urchin child in?
Nothing immediately obvious. I mean, there's only one direction you can currently go, but it splits off a few different directions almost immediately. But you're really not sure which direction the child may have gone.
All right, I'm going to get to the fork in the road, and I'm going to whistle.
Okay. And... there's echoes of the whistle, but you don't hear anything after that. Not at first. Is there anything you want to do?
I want to wait.
Okay. You hear this low, grumbling gurgle from down one of the pathways.
All right. I'm going to follow that pathway.
Okay. And as you're making your way down... the low grumbling gurgle is getting louder.
All right. I guess I'm going to keep going that way.
Okay. And it's getting louder and louder and bigger and bigger. And finally, you reach this blockage in the sewer. It's just this giant white gob of ooze directly in the middle of the sewer.
Gross.
Yeah.
That does happen, though. This is why you're not supposed to flush flushable, quote-unquote, flushable wipes.
Except it gets worse. The ooze rotates and looks at you and growls this enormous guttural gurgling roar and begins to drag itself towards you.
Okay, how fast can it move?
It started off slow, but it's gaining speed pretty fucking quickly.
Okay, well, I'm gonna run.
That's a good call. It is hustling towards you. And I'm gonna go ahead and actually have you do a roll here. It's gonna seem a little out of place, but you can roll both Desolate and Del, so you'd be rolling three.
Three? Alright. I think 9 might be my highest. What's that? 7. Okay, yeah, so 9's my highest.
Nice. You succeed and you take no stress.
Yay!
As it's dragging itself along towards you, you realize it's not just dragging itself. It has dozens of teeny tiny little legs made out of ooze that they form and then they almost immediately crush themselves. It's dragging itself along on these little legs.
I don't care for that.
Nope. And it's massive oozing hands are reaching for you, and one like manages to just graze your shoulder as you finally reach the ladder and you're shimmying up, and you can feel it like pressing against you and trying to crush you against the ladder and wrapping around the ladder, but you manage to pull yourself up and slam the grate down, and there's just this little like oozy white goo that's like rising up out of the grate for a second, sloshes across, and then most of it goes back down, but not all of it.
Gross.
Yeah. Oh, roll one more d10 for me. This isn't a skill check or anything. This is just a random thing, and I want you to sort of see whether or not you succeed on it.
No. Okay. I rolled a 1.
Okay. So I guess it's time to go visit Captain Risk, huh?
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna go get paid.
Yeah,
I'll try to find that kid later.
One second, just reorganizing your contacts a little bit to represent that you are chatting with John Risk a lot more than Robert Courier. All right, and you make your way over to Captain Risk, and he sort of dabs at the white ooze on your shoulder, sniffs, licks it, and goes, "Why are you covered in yogurt?"
Oh, is that what that was? I was trying to find that kid, and I went down to the sewers, because it looked like that might have been where they were, and I found some big white blob in the sewer.
There was a giant chunk of yogurt, and you rolled in it.
No, I didn't roll in it, but it did try to attack me.
You were attacked by a piece of yogurt.
Sir, surely that's not the most surprising thing you've ever heard.
It's up there. And he reaches into his satchel of satchels and hands you 15 silver.
Yay! All right, I say thank you. I'm going to go clean yogurt off myself, apparently.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. There we go, and you've got 22 silver. Yay!
Yay!
So, okay, where'd you want to go clean off?
I don't know. Is there like a is there just like a well or something anywhere?
I mean, there are spigots back in Calabash. Not sure if you want to go back to the derelict today.
Yeah, I don't mind going. I'm a little less frightened of it now. But okay. Yeah, I'll go clean up there.
Okay. As you are stepping out, it's become nighttime.
Okay.
And you check your watch and... Or, I'm sorry, your timekeeper.
Yes.
And, you're not really seeing any specific trigger that could have caused it to become night, but there is one nice thing, which is that the dust and the rim around the watch face itself seem to kind of glow in the dark faintly.
That's cool.
Yeah. I will mention that you're realizing the leather of the strap is kind of where the cheap point was. That's sort of where it got janky. That's why it was as cheap as it was.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the leather is not very good. But, I mean, it's holding it on your wrist, so that's the important part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might just want to invest in a better strap at some point.
Yeah. Or just a chain, make it a pocket watch.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, it's very dark outside. You slowly make your way over to Calabash. You find one of those little taps, one of those little spigots. You get some water flowing. You're rinsing off your vest. You're rinsing off your back and sort of everywhere that you got squashed by a yogurt ball. And you hear a growl, and you're not sure in your head, is that a smoke monster or a yogurt monster? You can't even tell anymore, but you're starting to realize why Calabash is kind of the derelict. It's like, if you can afford not to live here, then you do so.
Uh-huh.
Because they've got both a smoke monster and a fucking yogurt monster, and it's like, no thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, once I'm cleaned up, I'm gonna head back into Pentabarn.
Okay. Once you are making your way back into Pentabarn, what would you like to do? I will go ahead and tell you that we're about to wrap up here.
Yeah. I don't know. No, I don't want to update my computer right now.
Gotta love when it does that.
I also love how it, like, tries to block out the another time button, because I really want you to update your computer. Yeah. It's like, fuck you, Microsoft. I know what that button says. You can't hide it from me.
Yeah, I had to specifically tell them to stop trying to ask me if I want to update to Windows 11. They were like, are you sure it's the best? And I'm like, no, the fuck it is.
Yeah, we have Windows 11 on our work computers, and it's not anything special.
No.
Yeah, it's really just Windows trying to look like Mac.
Yeah, no, everything that I saw online is, if you like the Mac aesthetic, it's a godsend for Windows, but if what you really want is like a workhouse computer,
mm-hmm.
then it's a trash fire, because there's so many little quality of life improvements that got ripped away with Windows 11 that they just haven't added back yet.
But no, to answer your previous question before my computer interrupted, I didn't really have anything else I wanted to do, so we can just call it there.
Okay. So yeah, you settle down in the market district and you set your ass on a bench and you end up just sort of conking out.
All right, yeah, just like a homeless person. Cool.
That's you. Bronwyn Rivers, professional homeless person.
And part-time constable.
And if anyone asks, she's on watch.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm totally working.
What? Yeah, no, I'm watching this district. You don't need to be here.
Yeah, are you leaving before we do credits?
Oh, damn it.
Null started to get up. At least you didn't, like, start tearing down.
Don't tempt me.
All right. So thank you for listening. If you want to tell us stuff on Twitter, you can do that. I'm at Branding and Star.
I'm not Midtown Mythos. No, I fucked this up. You do it.
You're at MXM Null. And then there's also a show Twitter that I have not used in a while. It's at Midtown Mythos, but hey, if you tweet at it or follow it, maybe I'll do more stuff with it.
Yeah, there's a Facebook. I'm supposed to run that. I haven't looked at it in 8 months now.
Who uses Facebook?
If you actually really want to hear from us in a semi-social media-ish way, go to Patreon. I'm always on Patreon. I'm a slut for Patreon.
You can also email him at midtownmailbag, or not at midtown, it's midtownmailbag@gmail.com.
And I check that all the time. I usually just get spam.
Yeah. And then, I also run a game of, like, actual Mythos on Discord, but you're not allowed to join.
I mean, you could try, but
at this point, it'd be complicated.
<Yeah. laughs> Good luck, you wouldn't have a good time.
I've been running that game for a couple of years now, and the two players I've got have, like, kind of gone their separate ways, so I've basically been tricked into running two simultaneous campaigns.
That's why you never, ever let them separate.
See, I am a beginner GM who had not learned that yet.
See, even when I allowed you and Rain to separate, you'll notice, I nudged you back together very quickly. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Back together, children.
But yeah, you can come say hi in the Discord. That's cool. You just might not be able to play.
Yeah.
I probably won't be able to play.
if you want to listen more of our shenanigans, that wasn't a proper sentence, and you don't want to have to talk to us on social media, we also have another podcast. It's a movie podcast where we are joined by another host, my fiance, Ellie. We talk about a lot of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Mostly movies.
Mostly movies, but we also get away from it a lot. And then there's a music credit.
Yeah.
Am I forgetting something?
No.
Okay.
But I mean, we forgot to say what the music credit is.
Yeah, no, I know that. I was waiting for you to talk about the music credit. Should I talk about the music credit?
I mean, we could both simultaneously talk about
it. No, we've tried that
before. And make
before.
It hard that's... for the people to understand what we're saying.
No, that's a nightmare. We've tried that before.
Okay, well, anyways, it's Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, Nine Inch Nails.
A song's got a name.
Yeah, 14 Ghosts 2. It is an instrumental thing. You'll hear that in a second if it's not already playing.
Mm-hmm.
And... if you want to use it, you can also use it. If you want to use clips of our show, you can do so. Just don't do it for a commercial thing. You have to, you know, keep it going free.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Creative Commons, yo.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how this shit works.
Yep, you could take this whole episode and you could speed it up so it's only 30 seconds long, and you could use that as music, your own, like, music for your intro music for your podcast. It would probably make very little sense as music because it's not music.
Yeah.
But just, you could do it if you wanted.
It also can't be a, like, pay-for podcast. It has to be free. That's the important part.
No exclusives, because we know how many people who have exclusive podcasts listen to our little show.
Hey, you never know. Maybe Joe Rogan really enjoys
it. Oh, God, I hope not. Fuck you, Joe Rogan. Eat a dick. You inject some ivermectin into your balls.
Maybe that'll be the name of episode 4. Fuck you, Joe Rogan.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
Or just inject ivermectin into your balls.
All right. We let this get away from us. Have a good night, everybody.